The collapse of one of the biggest home builders in New South Wales is fueling fears of more economic pain in Australia's mortgage belt. Beechwood Homes, which specialises in house and land packages, was placed into administration yesterday, leaving around 700 homes in various stages of completion, and some recently signed up investors in danger of losing their deposits. Michael McNamara from the research group Australian Property Monitors has been speaking to our business editor, Peter Ryan, about the impact of the collapse.
There is no doubt that ready to build on blocks of land barely record a pulse in terms of their sales volumes these days. That means that there's enough established stock out there, there's enough people that are selling their McMansions, that are selling their dream homes, for buyers to absolutely be spoilt for choice now. They don't have to buy a house and land package and buy the services of a group like Beechwood.
House and land packages were the lifeblood for companies like Beechwood, but how bad could this get?
People just aren't buying house and land packages for a number of reasons. I mean, properties on our outskirts are unattractive, not only because of the high cost of land and the high cost of the building component. After all, if the land costs you $200,000, $250,000, and the building component costs you another $250,000, then you're looking at the best part of $500,000 for a brand new property on the outskirts of our city somewhere. And for many Australian families, that cost is simply insurmountable. And you add to that the fact that the roads in our capital cities are becoming increasingly clogged, and the price to pay of living on the outskirts of a city is quite high. So given that buyers are spoilt for choice and given the disincentives to buy a house and land package on our city's outskirts, it's really no surprise we see a company like this in this sort of situation.
How low do you think prices could fall as a result of this continuing slump?
When there are a lot of vendors at the moment that are distressed, when we're seeing a lot of forced sales, what that does is it brings the price of established properties down. And a lot of those properties, especially on our outskirts, will be the sort of McMansion dream home that Beechwood would be trying to sell here. And given that their new homes are competing against a glut of established stock, it diminishes the demand for their product.
Is the case of Beechwood the first real evidence that the housing slump is starting to hit the overall economy?
There's been a slump in Australia's mortgage belt for quite some time. This would be a secondary effect, because the first effect would have been the glut of established properties coming onto the market. And subsequent to that, you get a position where a builder like this suddenly can't sell their product because they're competing against established stock.
Could this just be the start? There must be similar companies out there under the same sort of stress at the moment.
There is no doubt that this would be a sign of tough times for builders. And this company would not be the only one out there feeling the pinch at the moment. Whether many of these builders can ride out the storm of a slump in house values and a slump in demand, especially on the outskirts of our cities, the jury's probably still out on that question.
But it's not just Beechwood or similar companies or the investors, but it's the tradespeople who also are making their living out of building these homes. They must be under a lot of pressure as well.
When the building industry feels a slump, it is not just house prices that feel the effects. Of course, it's all the other ancillary services and trades that go towards supporting this industry. And so often what we see in an economic downturn, you know, often it is the outskirts of our cities that are experiencing the higher unemployment first, that are experiencing more repossessions and bankruptcies, because the construction industry really is the lifeblood of many of our mortgage belt areas. And that's going to have implications for the wider economy.
That's Michael McNamara from Australian Property Monitors speaking to Peter Ryan.